There was a religious leader named Paul who was trying to arrest as many Christians in Jerusalem as he could. He went to the head of the religious leaders and asked for the permission to go to a neighboring city called Damascus to do the same thing there. And this leader gave him that permission. On the way, suddenly, a bright light shone all around Paul and he fell to the ground. A voice called out, "Paul, Paul, why are you persecuting me?" And Paul said, "Who are you?" The voice said, "I am Jesus whom you're persecuting. Now get up and go into the city and wait until I tell you what I want you to do." So Paul got up, but now he was blind. So the people who were traveling with him took him and led him into the city, where he spent 3 days without eating or drinking anything. Then Jesus appeared to a Christian in Damascus named Ananias. "I want you to go and find the man named Paul. I want to use you to give him his sight back. I have chosen him to be my messenger to the Jewish people and to many other people as well. I have also shown him how he is going to suffer as he follows me." So Ananias went and found Paul, and he said, "Jesus now gives you your sight back, and he also gives you God's Spirit." Immediately, Paul's sight came back, and he got up, and he was baptized, and he ate something. Then Paul spent several days with the Christians in Damascus. He also went to the Jewish people and told them the good news about Jesus. They knew that he had come to Damascus to arrest the Christians like he had been doing in Jerusalem. So they were amazed that now he is telling them about Jesus instead. Paul continued to prove to them that Jesus was the promised Savior. So some of the Jews there tried to kill Paul, but the Christians found out about it and got him out of the city and sent him to Jerusalem. When Paul got to Jerusalem, he tried to see the Christians, but they were afraid of him. Then Barnabas, one of the Christians there, took Paul and presented him to the disciples, and he explained how Jesus had appeared to him, and now he was telling everybody about Jesus. So Paul was with the Christians in Jerusalem, and he also went to the Jews and was telling them the good news of Jesus. After many days, Paul left Jerusalem and went to his hometown. Then the Christians had a period of peace, and God's Spirit caused them to grow in faith and in numbers.